Welcome to PNW Prop Stars, the only Seahawks-only gambling show in the multiverse. I'm your host, Clinton Bonner. Come out and find me on Twitter, at Clinton Von. Oh, we got Adam. Where in the world are you now, man? I see some stuff hanging on the walls, a wicker basket. I hope you're not in the basement, dude. Where are you coming in from, Adam, on PNW Prop Stars today?
I'm in the basement of America. I'm in the South. I'm in Arkansas right now. And I appreciate you guys doing a late night episode here, as I did not get in here till close to 10:30 Central Time, where it was 11:30 your time. So a late night version.
It is. Careful, Wilson. If it's after 10 p.m., we could say whatever the heck we want, right? It might get spicy, but you are back in your dorm room in Princeton. How was your travels from, your Thanksgiving to back home? How you doing? How are you reacclimated back to, the social life of being on the Princeton campus?
Well, there's two things I always make sure to do when traveling back to school, Clinton. One is I like to leave early in the morning. Why? It's a 6-hour flight and you add 3 hours of time difference. So it's really a full 12-hour day. Second thing is I always like to travel back on Saturdays. A, you don't get late Sunday night. And B, I can watch the Seahawks game. That was a mistake. I should have just skipped it. Let that pass by on the flight. Nobody wanted to see that. So, but now that that's a little bit off my mind, I'm feeling a little bit more acclimated and looking forward to Sunday's game for sure.
Very, very nice. And you got the nice throwback hat on. We got the big news this week. The throwback jerseys are coming back in 2023. So that's super nice to see as well. And for the folks out there, this is PNW Prop Stars. It's one of five unique shows that come out every single week on the Seahawkers podcast stream. So youtube.com/Seahawkers podcast. Wherever you get the audio streams, if you're listening on Spotify and you got all your top five of the year, well, we want to see Seahawkers podcast in your top five for podcast for sure. This has been a lot of fun this year, and so Adam, you take the week off, Brandon comes in for you, and I mean, what do you think of the job that he did in your stay? You were sick last week, so we tap in Brandon off the top shelf. And then what happens?
Piss poor. Like, I mean, I've known the man since kindergarten. You'd think he could, read my mind on the bets to make. But whatever it was that he decided on here, this pile of hot garbage that I see right in front of me now, it allowed the two of you to battle it out with your oh-so-huge weeks of two correct selections each. And Wilson to, wiggle out another interim crown here for the week. So I kind of feel like a Viking explorer. Like, you go off to Greenland or something, and like by the time you come back, like a couple of the youngins have taken over and tried to do something. Like, I had to come back and like stake my rightful claim.
Sure. You got the two-headed monster just for this week with Brandon. These are the selections he made. At least he got kind of the over, right? Everything else, we just call him a big jinx for, Gino throwing a pick, almost throwing two picks. And Wilson's wearing the crown, but to me it feels a little bit like the Olajuwon years when Jordan wasn't playing, perhaps, right? So maybe he's the Houston Rockets of this. I don't know what that makes me, Wilson, but maybe I'm the
side. That makes me Jordan. That makes me Jordan.
Yeah, that was the tale I was weaving there. So, but Wilson, you are the regardless who was in Adam's stead. That's his partner there. You took it home. So, I get a feeling the one you're going to want to talk about the most and boast about the most. But why don't you take the mic away and tell us how you won this thing last week?
Well, I think we might be on the same page here, Clinton, and that's the return of the Wilson 300. I made a mistake the second week of the Wilson 300 and made it a Wilson 295. I got burned. And you know what? I got my Hawker back up, and there it was. Walker first touchdown. And that was just, that and his second touchdown, that was just about all he did in that game, which, you say he got 12 points, but 26 yards. I was happy to have that turn out that way. The rest of the performance, not so much.
Yeah, we didn't really block for him and really at all, which was frustrating. His like touchdown runs were like his best runs, which, you know, sometimes like a 1 yard plunge. These were not like they were his best, most exciting runs. Rest of the time, we just decided not to block, which was interesting. And for the folks who might be tuning into PNW Prop Stars for the first time, you see four bets in front of you. We do this each and every week. We total $31. So bet one, bet two, bet three, $10 a pop on like a normal bet, if you will. Bet four is the Sunday scratcher, the Sunday rubbers, the fail Mary. It's a $1 bet. Has to be plus 1200 odds or longer. And that's just kind of a fun 401. None of us hit that last week. I'd say really none of us came close. However, Wilson had a nice week, up 154%. Nice profit, you could see right there. But again, Adam was substituted for Brandon. So enjoy the victory, Wilson, enjoy it. And now we're gonna rein it in as we have to travel down to LA. So we'll see now that we have to go down to SoFi Stadium, play a really beat up Rams team. I'll say this, boys, real quickly before we dive into first down, second down, all that jazz. I'm kind of I'm still like a nervous wreck. I know Donald's not there. I know they don't have a quarterback per se. And I'm still like, I don't know what we're going to do in this game. I don't have a lot of confidence that we're going to outfox McVay. I think we'll win. But I watched the Kansas City game a little bit versus the Rams. That wasn't pretty. I guess the question will be how much of a difference. I know it's huge, but how huge will the absence of Donald really, really mean to the Seahawks team? And, you know, as we look at these bets. So, Wilson, you are going to get bet number one first. Why don't we take it away? Let's see where we land. Bet one is yours. Have at it.
All right. Well, for those of you on YouTube, you can see I got my Sean Alexander jersey on tonight.
Adam's
don't have a Kenneth Walker one. Yeah. Don't have a Kenneth Walker one, but I wanted to represent the running game in the best way possible. And that's because the money is flying towards the under on the Kenneth Walker rushing attempts. Mm. It's the line's 18.5. The money's flying towards the under. It's gone from the even minus 115 on both ends, and now it's minus 125 on the under. But I say fuck
catfish
that. I'm taking the over because you know what? I have an insight into Pete Carroll's mind. You know how long this guy's been waiting to run the ball against the Rams without Aaron Donald on the defensive line? He's going to take advantage of that. If Kenneth Walker doesn't have 20 plus attempts, I would be pretty surprised, even with how poorly things went in the run game last week. We got into a bit of a shootout in that game where we were just kind of throwing the ball around at a certain point. I mean, Bryce Perkins, our defense is not good, but Bryce Perkins is not getting into a shootout with us. And so I think Ken Walker is going to be a huge part of this game. So I'm going over 18.5 rushing attempts at minus 105. So, you know,
not bad.
Not bad for the money moving there.
Yeah, I like that you're not chasing the lemmings there. You're going against swimming upstream and saying taking a little bit better odds for yourself. And you laid some logic at our feet to I like the idea of, I do think Carroll might view this as a we've got to get right type game. We'll see if that you know comes true or not. But Adam, you were up on bet one. Do you think, first of all, what do you think of the youngins' bet there? Do you think we're going to feed the rock over and over and over again, or do you think we're taking a different tack? Let's see where your bets lead us.
I think it's going to have a lot more to do with just sheer volume and time of possession, because I really don't see the Rams offense being able to sustain drives on the regular throughout the game, meaning they're going to be kicking the ball a lot. It's going to be back in the Seahawks' hands a lot, which means they're running a lot of offensive plays. They do just a little better on third down. And now all of a sudden, you know, you're running a crap ton of plays for the game. And if that happens, then of course Walker's going to get his touches, right? You can't help but get them just because of the sheer volume. So I like that.
Gotcha. I'd say the one thing I'm a little nervous about is if we see a little bit more of Travis Homer and a little bit more of DJ Dallas, because they crept in the game and Walker made like another mistake, you know, another rookie mistake where he went the wrong way and fumbled it. Basically, we didn't go the wrong way, just fumbled a handoff. I don't think he's going to end up in a doghouse. but one more of those and he might ride pine for a little bit. So little, I hope it doesn't happen, of course. All right. So Adam, what is your first down bet as we enter week 13 here versus the very damaged Rams?
All right. Since it's a first down bet and those are my layup bets, this is my easiest one of the week. Either team to score three times unanswered. Either team. Yes is -205. Going with the yes. And there's a few reasons why. Number one is that you would think that that was an unusual occurrence, right? To score three times unanswered. Well, it turns out in the NFL, it's actually extremely common. It's over 50% on average for the regular. And then if you actually look at it against point spreads, the higher you go in the point spread, the more likely it is that you're going to have one team score three times unanswered because one team is being totally outclassed by another, right? So when you get to 7.5 points like the Seahawks have, there is statistically a 66% chance that the Seahawks score, or the Rams, but most likely the Seahawks, three unanswered times. So that's why I'm going for that. Yes, -205.
Wow. So look at the logic. He's throwing the math at us early here, Wilson. So, you know, he wants to lay
that. There's a long plane ride.
That's great. He wants to lay that foundation, right? And get that first down bet secured. You know, I wouldn't have thought the math was what you just stated, but you brought the math and kudos to that. Cause I saw that bet and I was like, that doesn't seem likely. But you know, you just said to the exact opposite. So we shall see how it goes. All right. So you guys know I love my tight ends. I'm a sucker for tight ends. Did a little research this week. I like Fant going over 26.5 yards receiving at -120. And here's a little bit of the why behind the guy here, right? So number one, he's done it 6 out of 11 times. Okay. Better than 50%. Okay. Decent start. Number two, he's done it 5 out of his last 7 times. All right. Getting a little warmer. I kind of like that. He's averaging 10.3 yards per reception. And Vegas, if you look at his reception odds, Vegas thinks he gets over three. They think he gets at least three. Well, if I'm doing the math here, thinking through averages, 3 times 10 is 30. And so Vegas thinks he hits this. The last thing I'll say is in the last 4 out of 5 weeks, the Rams have given up more than 67 yards to tight ends in general, the tight ends for the team. So even if Uncle Will goes and gets his, there's still ample room on the table for Fant to hit this and hit this pretty easily. Last week, he kind of smashed this type of bet in the first quarter. He went kind of silent later, but he had a couple of, I think first drive or two receptions. One, I think it was like a 20-yard seam down the middle too. So I like Fant to smash this. I think he gets into the 40-50 range again, and I'm celebrating this one by the end of the first half. That's my go-to for that bet. All right, we're going to now go to Adam. Your call, Adam, if you want to react or just jump to bet number two, your mic, bud.
Well, it's easy to react to it because mine's in the same vein. I really do enjoy the idea of the tight ends being involved in this game a lot more. I see Ramsey being put on Metcalf as he has in the past and kind of doing typical Ramsey things out there and just kind of making it hard on DK. So if that's the case, it kind of came down to me, like, was I going to bet on Tyler or the tight ends to be the guys who step up to take it up? Tyler had a so-so game this last game, but I really think the tight ends kind of were a no-show this last game against the Raiders. So I'd look for them to step it up. So I went for Fant over 2.5 receptions at -180. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the amount of times he's done that this year, but it was the vast majority of his games that he's played. He's had 3 receptions or more. So I actually think that that is going to be a big part of their passing game. And I'm doubling down on the idea that the Seahawks are going to have a big day all the way around defensively, offensively. I think this is going to be a huge get right game because I think the Rams are packing it.
That last part you said there is the piece of my brain that, like, I like I said, I just got this stupid nerves about this game that I can't seem to shake just yet. And I don't know why. And I don't feel like I should, but I do. But I also in my brain, I'm like, man, if we go up 10-0 in the first quarter, they might fold. They really just might cave in. And by the way, expecting the Broncos defense to, after they got pounded by the Panthers, I want that for the Broncos too. Like, just give up, guys. Yep. Give up. You know, it's time. Yep. Don't get hurt. Give up. It ain't worth your career. Let them figure it back out. The one thing I'll say about, you know, you mentioned Lockett having an okay game, and I lost that bet last week when I tried to get a little greedy and go to, you know, over 80 yards, and Wilson hit his bet where at the line of 63.5.
I won half a yard.
Yeah, you hit it by a half a yard. So Vegas had it right. With that friggin', you know, Geno skipped two balls, two easy 10-yard balls to Lockett too. So Lockett was 3 for 8, you know, 8 attempts, three receptions and the touchdown. Really ought to have been, he was wide open for those other two too. Really should have had 5 receptions, which would have been better. Still not huge. All right, boys, my second down bet. I'm going to fly in the face of this thing. This is my nervousness coming through. Listen, last time I took a under for a running back, that was Saquon Barkley. You guys were like, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. And we bottled him up. This time, Ken Walker, under 70.5 at -115. I'm taking the under. I think others are going to get a little bit more run. And again, I just have nervousness that this game is going to be way more stupidly close than it needs to be. So no other reason than that. 70.5 is a decent number. He's been a little sluggish. We cannot run block. Obviously that the Aaron Donald missing piece might be huge, but I need to see it first. I'm willing to lose this bet to be convinced next week that I should be back on the right side of this as a Seahawks fan. So I am under 70.5 for Ken Walker paying 115. So let's see, Wilson, you're up. So you react and or take your second down swing. But you know, what do you guys think, man? I don't want to sell our dude out, but I it's not even him. We're not run blocking at all. Do you guys think that actually changes just because Donald's gone?
I mean, I think it's an opportunity to get right. I'm kind of surprised that, you know, you're the pessimist here and I'm the optimist. It feels like we've done a bit of role reversal, but for the sake of my first down bet, I'm going to disagree with you on that one, but I wouldn't be shocked if it hits either.
Yeah. I don't want to be right. I will gladly pay somebody Tuesday for a Kenneth Walker big day Sunday. Let's put it that way. Let's see it. All right, Wilson. So you're up on your second down bet, bud. What do you got?
All right. This one's simple. I'm following the money this time. I'm taking Seahawks to cover. On DraftKings, it's just at -7 flat. It's moved from -110 to -115 to take that position. I'm taking it anyways. I think this is going to be a blowout, to be honest. I mean, it's a divisional opponent, so it's never totally simple. But I see this as an easy double-digit victory. I think it was Adam who said they're just packing it in. Or maybe it was Euclid. I'm sorry. It's actually just hit midnight here on the East Coast. So I'm getting a little bit sluggish. But, yeah, they're packing it in. Robinson's out. This is the type of the year where Cup goes down, okay, and then all of a sudden all these other stars come down with injuries, and you're like, huh, what's really going on here? Is they're packing it in. And we shouldn't have a problem with that kind of team. I know we've had some not so great performances the last 2 weeks, but I think the Seahawks will figure things out before heading into a matchup with the vaunted Carolina Panthers defense.
Yes,
we better get right is what I'll say.
We need to. So you know, Adam, you were the one saying that you think the Rams may fold up the tents with all the injuries. So is that? Do you think we're covering? Do you think we're blowing this team out? Because, but over 7 means you're likely not winning by 8 or 9. You're probably into double digit territory at that point, just by math. Do you think we pull it off by double digits?
I do. I think it's going to be a 2-score game. Now, with that said, Clinton, I mean, when we did the flagship show the other day, I mean, both Brandon and I mean, the Rams give you the heebie-jeebies, man. So yeah. I get it. Like, it's tough to feel super confident about it. But with that said, think about it in all the terms of the context of this game. I mean, you got Perkins running around out there. He's not an NFL quarterback. Cam Akers is injured. You got Donald out. You got Ramsey's their only like big time healthy corner. Troy Hill is also injured as well and on the injury report this week. You go down the list of their offensive linemen that are injured. They get rid of Daryl Henderson. Sean McVay is almost out of hair gel, so he needs to go and get a TV job. So give him more.
No, he's not.
They're looking to finish up the season, wrap it up, and just get on with their lives. I'm pretty sure this is the last that we see of this iteration of the Rams. And also, too, the Seahawks coming off of back-to-back tough losses. Like, this is when you do bounce back and kind of turn around. It's when teams typically do. So that's what I'm looking for, man.
Yeah. I want all that to be right. I want this to be an easy Sunday. I want it to be a going away, you know, like where we pull away by 10, 14 in the fourth quarter or even the third quarter and we don't look back. I want all those things. So Wilson, you took the money line and you're laying the 7, right? So let me share this little gem I unearthed. Yeah. That I liked a little bit better. So the money line, I'm sorry, no, you took the money. You took the Seattle minus 7. Yeah. The point spread, Seattle minus 7, given 115. So a slightly different bet that I found, and the money line by itself, which I think it was like, I think I wrote it down. I think it's like two, crap.
It's big. It's big number. It's,
yeah, it's minus 315.
310.
Yeah. It was, three. Last I looked was, so the money line's minus 315. Okay. So that's egregious, right? To go play that. So you got to lay 7. Okay. It's a lot, but obviously to get it to 115, I found this bet instead. Seahawks to score the first points, no matter how, score the first points and win the game, brings it down to minus 105. I was okay. You know, we still have been starting hot for the most part. I'm team never defer, by the way. When we are 5-1 this year, when we receive the ball. So I'd like us to receive the ball and go score some points. But to go from minus 315 on the money line down, you know, to the better to minus 105, and we just got to score first. Now I understand the freaking Rams could, you know, muck their way down the field and get an early field goal. Absolutely can happen. Could shoot the bet, shoot the bet out right away. But I like this. This to me was a way to get a lot more money and really still be leaning on Seattle just to win the game. So I kind of dug that. All right. So it's going to kick back to the top now. Wilson, you're back up. And then of course, Adam, you could react to any of this as you wish, but Wilson's third down bet, why don't you take it, my man?
Well, I got some bad news for you guys because I'm violating the Wilson 300 this week. I really couldn't find anything. I know I'm screwing myself here. I just really couldn't find anything worth taking.
Yeah.
On this down. So I'm going with point bans. Vegas likes this is the most common point ban for the Seahawks. So do I. So I'm taking 21 to 30 points at plus 140. I think this. Here's my thinking. The Rams have the skill of a team that we should score 31 to 40 points on. But the problem is it's a division opponent and division opponents know each other. And sometimes these games can just be a little bit more of a rock fight than they should be. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be close. I think the Seahawks are going to be in the high 20s and the Rams at best, you know, like 17, very best at 17 points. So I feel pretty good about 21 to 30 here. I think just these games can be a little bit ugly, especially with the Rams. I feel like they can just get hideous at times. So
they're dirty. The Rams are dirty, yeah. Right? So Wilson, violates his own rules again as champ this time. and Adam, one thing I'll point out is that basically what Wilson's calling for is the Kansas City Chiefs game. What was that? 26-13. I mean, so he's basically saying, hey, that's going to be a duplicate of that. I would say, we don't have Chris Jones. And, you know, as much as I like Geno, we don't have Jones or Mahomes. So I do, but they don't got Donald. So I just, again, I just go back to, I do wonder, do you expect it to be kind of a repeat of what the Chiefs did, which was, you know, it wasn't a beautiful game by the Chiefs. They did enough. And then they kind of stowed it away and gave the ball to Pacheco a bunch, right? Is that kind of how you see it shaking?
Yeah, I actually like Wilson's thought process on his bet there quite a bit because I do agree with him. This is a team that you probably should score 40 on, but because it is a division game, it might be a little more difficult. Also, too, in the last three games the Rams have played, They've given up 27 points twice to their opponents and 26 points once to their opponents. So they're very consistent in how they're playing defensively here. And that's even with Donald for a game or two of that, right? Mm-hmm. And Stafford before he got injured. I think it's going to be a rough go for the Rams in this game. And I think the Seahawks are going to score around that, 25 to 30 point range. I really do. I don't think the Rams get much over 10.
Very nice. Yeah. Again, I want all those things to come true, boys. I like everything you're saying. So, all right, let's see how much we like your third down bet there, Adam. What do you got cooking? You went pretty conservative, right? You're at minus 205, yep. Minus 180.
Yep.
Where are you? Yep. Where are you?
So I decided since Wilson wants to break his own rules, I would step in and do something for him in the 300 club here. So my bet for third down is Seattle laying the 7.5 points and then the total score to be under 40.5. And I get plus 310 for that. And the reason why that I like that is I do expect the Seahawks to blow them out by at least two scores. I do expect the Seahawks to score somewhere in that, 25 to 30 point range. And I do expect the Rams to struggle offensively. I would have taken the over on the 40.5 if the Rams were any good offensively. But I really think that that's where you end up with the under is just because of the Rams lack of scoring.
I mean, it's a pretty, it's like a logical parlay, for all the reasons you said. And then to get 310 coming for that kind of a little twosome, it's pretty good. The way these bets are shaping up, by the way, if Adam hits that, we're going to be in some deep doo doo, Wilson, unless we pull this off, because those third down bets, like as an example, even last week, yeah, I went 2 for 3 and yeah, I missed my lock at one by about 12 yards. That would have paid me pretty well. I think it was like plus 180. Even if I had hit that, you still would have won last week because your third down bet was the hammer on this one. So Adam's got that kind of strategic advantage going, which, you were at plus 140, I was at minus 105 and he's coming in at plus 310. So we may need to hit a fail Mary this week, you or I, Wilson. So nice segue there. Why don't you take it away and give us your dollar rubber there, Wilson. What do you say?
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned the strategic advantage that Adam supposedly has here with his third down bet. But what you have to understand is my Hail Mary, that is backed up by an incredible amount of statistics and logic. Yes, that's right. I'm going back to the DK squares, back to the well that I've only ever missed once on. I've only ever missed once on a DK square. Now, I've maybe only bet once on a DK square. You can only miss once if you bet once. So I think maybe I go 50% here, 1 for 2, There's only two possible outcomes. Either you hit it or it doesn't. You don't hit it. And that's 50-50. It's a coin flip. So, with probability, things should work out in my favor. That's just facts, folks. So I'm going to take my DK square. I'm going to go with, this is it for any quarter, Rams 6, Seahawks 4, and that's plus 1,800. And that should help me keep my crown, no problem.
Rams 6, Seahawks 4. Certainly, he's spitting math. I'd say it's fuzzy math. I think Wilson's a bit like a gremlin. Like after midnight, you're not supposed to feed him. Don't get him wet. weird things happen with this guy. He gets all sixes and sevens with his brain there, Adam. But it was plus 1,800. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So Rams got to end at a 6. Hawks got to end at a 4. All right. I'll give you this. The logic of the Rams 6 is field goals, right? Or they do score a touchdown and McVay does McVay things. I got to go for 2 and miss it. So, it's got some possibilities. So, all right, Adam, take it away on your fail Mary and, or just trash on the boy King, your call.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, he says that would help him retain his crown. I mean, it's a backup crown, the one that he took while I was gone. So, I mean, I guess it counts. I don't know. But so with my real crown that I brought back to the table here, I was going to give you guys my fail Mary this week. Seahawks points band here, just 41 to 50 points, plus 1,500. This was just my bet to kind of be like, look, if they do put it together the way that they should against a depleted team, here you go. I could see him scoring 44 points. Like that, there's a world that happens.
Yeah, that's my exact fail Mary as well. I almost said Hail Mary too. I think after midnight here, that's mine as well. The 41 to 50 bands. I typically like to try and compile some ways. That's actually the one time I got a Fail Mary this year was that like 5-way parlay that I somehow hit. But there was really a lack of bets this week too, and I think it's because the Rams are so depleted. Typically, we've been going through these bets, and it's like, wow, we don't have a lot of like Seahawks prop options. Was it the other teams this week? I couldn't bet Ben Skronik, if I got his name right. If I wanted
Skronik.
To. Skronik. Yeah. Nope. It wasn't available. It was only Seahawks stuff. So I played with it for a few minutes. I'm like, none of this makes sense to me in a game that I don't think is going to be that explosive. But I liked putting a dollar on the idea that, like you just said it, Adam, like if they happen to hit, if they happen to go off and the Rams are folding up their tent and Pete's just like, this is my moment to frigging get back at McVay and get the team right and throttle things, then maybe we're sitting there with a really happy Sunday because that would be quite nice. All right. So those are our, I'll run through these real quick. All right, let's go. Wilson with the crown. Wilson has first down bet is Kenneth Walker with over 18 and a half rushing attempts at -105. His second down bet is the Seahawks -7 paying 115. And his third down bet is a Seattle band landing between 21 to 30 points at +140. And his fail Mary is his savior, as he says it, the DK squares. Rams have to end in 6. Hawks have to end in 4, any quarter, +1800. Moving on to Adam, 3 unanswered scores by any team. And Adam laid down the odds that should be about 2/3 of the time in this particular game, -205 for his first down. Fant over 2.5 receptions at -180. We talked a decent amount about why we think Fant is a good play this week. And then a little parlay, Seattle -7.5 and the under 40.5 to pay him 310. His fail Mary, 41 to 50 for the band paying 1500. Finally, me. I really like Fant to go over 26.5. I laid out all that logic at -120. I think he's, if alt bets show up later that you could, you know, say throttle it to over 30, that's a bet I'd be interested in to see if I can get that to plus money, but I'll wait to see as we get closer to kickoff for that one. I got Kenneth Walker, the third K9 under 70.5 rushing yards at -115. That's the bet where I hope I'm dead wrong. Then we got Seattle to score first, plus Seattle to win the ball game at -105. And then I've got the same fail Mary as Adam, 41 to 50 bands, the Sunday rubber, the Sunday scratcher, the dollar holler for a dollar at +1500. That is our week 13. All right, gentlemen. So Adam, you're in Arkansas. When do you get to be able to watch this game live? When do you get back?
It'll be interesting to see. We get started a day early on this particular job. They're closing up shop for Friday for us. So there's an outside chance that I get to come back to the hotel here and or Airbnb and sit down and watch the game. It also helps to be in central time zone. It's a little later in the day. So yeah, there's a good outside chance because I don't fly out till Monday morning either way.
Nice. So you go dark if you have to. You watch it later. You'll enjoy maybe enjoy your time in Arkansas. I've never been to Arkansas. I know very little about Arkansas. So
have you been to Georgia, Mississippi, or Alabama?
I have been to Georgia. Yes.
Okay, it's just like that.
That's it. That's just Georgia. Yeah. How about like
the same thing? It all looks exactly the same.
Gotcha. But none of the cool parts, like not like Savannah. It's not like, you know, like a cool coastal thing.
I will say the northwest corner of Arkansas is actually quite pretty for what it is.
Oh, there you go. Okay, good. Now, Wilson, now we know. If we do end up in Arkansas ever, let's just head to the northwest, right? So which is, you know, that's in our blood, to head to the PNW, but of Arkansas, very geolocated. All right, so my only question for you there, Wilson, did you ever get those good donuts? You know, what are you going to get those good donuts? You have a plan for this week. How do you change the Hawkra for us, Wilson, not the crown Hawkra, the Seahawks Hawkra. And is it tied to donuts?
Well, you know, I slept in and I did not get those donuts and we lost. We haven't actually won since I failed to purchase the donuts.
So,
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy the donuts before this game, get the Hawkra back up. And I also want to remind everyone, the last time the Seahawks lost 2 games in a row, They beat the Lions by scoring 48 points, and then they won four in a row, four in a row total.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? The Seahawks will win, and Clint and Adam will both hit their Fail Marys. I think that's just a great omen all around.
Wow. I said this guy had fuzzy math before, but now I think he's got pretty darn great math. So get your donuts, start a new tradition. Let's get that W. And boys, with that,
there's only one thing left to say.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Go Hawks.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.